news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The proverbial other shoe dropped Sunday night as the New York Times hit publish on a massive story. Citing copies it obtained of more than two decades of Donald Trump's tax information. We now know that Donald Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes in 2016, the year he was elected. The New York Times reported that Donald Trump's businesses are suffering chronic losses and face hundreds of millions of dollars in debt coming due. He also faces a decade-long audit hinging on the legitimacy of a $73 million tax refund he got after reporting massive losses. At a hastily called press conference on Sunday, Donald Trump didn't address the issue until he was questioned about it, at which time he called the report totally fake news.
Actually, I paid tax, but and you'll see that as soon as my tax returns. It's under audit. They've been under audit for a long time. The IRS does not treat me well. They treat me like the Tea Party, like they treated the Tea Party. They don't treat me well. They treat me very badly. You have people that in the IRS, they treat me very, very badly, but they're under audit, and when they're not, I would be proud to show, but that's just fake news.
We're told there's lots more to come. Buckle in and stay tuned. It's a strange time when the official nomination of a Supreme Court justice is knocked out of the top story position in the news, but hey, this is 2020 when nothing makes sense. So, Donald Trump officially nominated Amy Coney Barrett to succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. Her appointment would create a conservative majority on the court that could change the fabric of the country for a generation. Conservatives support Barrett in part because of her closely held religious beliefs and the possibility that she could be a key player in challenging the Affordable Care Act. Democrats rightly believe Republican lawmakers are stealing the next president's chance to fill the seat by rushing to confirm Barrett in an election year, showing what absolute hypocrites they are. Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham reversed his own pledge.
If an opening comes in the last year of President Trump's term and the primary process has started, we'll wait to the next election. And I've got a pretty good chance of being the judiciary.
You're on the record.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold the tape.
Well, that was 2018, and today is, well, today. That's Lindsey Graham saying his committee will approve her nomination on October 22nd, setting up a full Senate vote by the end of the month and putting into motion one of the fastest confirmations in modern history. Lindsey Graham, what happened to you? In other news, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis earned his nickname Ron Death Sentence on Friday when he announced that the state would move to the third and final phase of its reopening plan. That means businesses, including bars and restaurants, would be allowed to operate at full capacity even as the state continues to see thousands of new COVID-19 cases each day. Local municipalities can still limit capacity between 50 and 100%, but will have to clear those restrictions with the state. Meanwhile, Florida reported the highest number of deaths of any state since Thursday. And now you know why I call it Florida.
Boy, Florida.
But it's not only us here in Florida. Almost half of the states are reporting increased numbers of new COVID-19 cases, and health experts are again warning of an even more deadly fall and winter. According to one coronavirus model, the U.S. could see a surge of cases in October and November, resulting in up to 3,000 deaths each day by late December. Currently, the U.S. is reporting about 765 deaths each day. Around the world, the death toll from the pandemic is over 998,000, and the U.S. accounts for more than 204,000 of those. Protests continued this weekend around the nation after the Kentucky grand jury's decision not to charge any of the police in connection with the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Dozens of people were arrested during demonstrations in Louisville, New York City, Seattle, Portland, and other cities. In Portland, a pro-Trump rally organized by the Proud Boys, a far-right hate group, clashed with Black Lives Matter and Antifa supporters. In California, a 40-year-old woman was arrested and charged with attempted murder and assault after hitting two protesters with a vehicle during a demonstration in Yorba Linda. And finally, Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Brad Parscale, has been hospitalized after a suicide attempt. Fort Lauderdale police officers went to Parscale's home after his wife called them to say that he had multiple firearms and was threatening to hurt himself. He was hospitalized Sunday under Florida's Baker Act, which allows anyone deemed to be a threat to themselves or others to be detained for 72 hours for psychiatric evaluation. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.